Gemara for Mishnah 4, witness conspiracy determination. How do you determine if these witnesses are conspiring? How do we determine it? And as the Mishnah said, witness location establishment. It's to establish their location, if they were at the scene of the crime or not, or the scene of the event or alleged event. That's what determines if they were conspiring or not. It depends on where they were. If we can prove they were not at the scene, then they are plotting because they're just making up stories. It could be that the event is true. It's just they have no way of knowing it. They can't be witnesses. Now, there's 5 sugyot under this category. First, we want to know the derivation. How do we know that we have to prove the witnesses as being false? Maybe it's, again, we have to find that the defendant is lying or something. How do we know from verses that it's about the witnesses? So we'll see there. Also, the second sugya moves on to talk about sight range. What if a guy has good and exceptional eyesight, but normally it's shown that you can't see from that angle, so the court might not believe that he saw. And maybe he did. So it talks about that. And also travel time. What if a guy says, you know, I was in California and it takes whatever hours to get to New York. So we know he couldn't have been in New York in order to see the crime because he couldn't have got here yet. You know, time will tell if he's lying or not. But maybe he took a fast flight. Or maybe he had, like it said, a super fast horse. Or something like that. So how are we going to know? And then the sugyot move on to conspiracy against the guilty. Meaning, what if somebody does make a lie and conspires against somebody, but in fact they really did do it? They just didn't know. So they're making up stories about a guy that they really did do the crime, whether it was a murder or if he stole something, which is sugya 5. So we'll get into the laws of that.